Okay, let's get into Malachim Beis Perek Gimel, the third perek here in this Sefer, and we have now entered into the years of Elisha and the days of Elisha. Elio has gone up into a chariot of fire, up into the Shemayim, and now we're back to the life of Elisha. So Elisha, in this first perek of his, will perform a miracle, which will help establish him as the Navi Yisrael as well. Yehoram ben Ahav was the king when we last met. Yehoram, the son of Ahav, he was the brother of the previous king, Ahaziah. He was the king at the time of Yehoshaphat, Yehoram also, but the time of Yehoshaphat, Melch Yehuda, and they overlapped. He, the Navi tells us, also followed in the ways of his forefathers, acting with following the Avodah Zarah. He wasn't as bad, the Navi says, as Ahav and Izebel, his parents, but he was pretty bad. He left the Agalim, the cows, the golden cows, up north because he also, like all the Malchi Yisrael, didn't want anyone going back to Yerushalayim. Mesha Melech Moav, he is ready to attack, or not attack, just to rebel against Am Yisrael. He's been paying thousands of sheep in taxes, and he rebels. So Yehoram says, I want to go fight. So he calls to the king of Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda, you want to fight with me? And Yehoshaphat surprisingly says, yes, I'm ready to fight with you. So he says, which way should we go? He says, let's go through Edom. Edom, why? Because along the way they're going to pick up Edom to fight with them. So Edom and Yehoshaphat and Yehoram are all going to fight. They're going, though, traveling through the desert, and all of a sudden there's no water anywhere. And Yehoram's like, okay, we're going to die. Yehoshaphat says, wait, is there a Navi anywhere? So one of the Avadim of Yehoram says, sure, there's a Navi, Elisha. And Elisha happened to be in the vicinity, so they go and they ask Elisha, what's going to happen? And Elisha first says, oh, the Melech Yisrael? What do you need me for? Go ask your gods. Well, I'll give you an answer because of Yehoshaphat, not because of you. If it was up to you, I wouldn't even look at you. But meanwhile, get me a Menagein. They start playing the music, and he has the Ruach Hashem on him, and he says, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. Tomorrow, there's going to be tons of water. Dig ditches. There's going to be tons of water. And after you dig the water, so then you will go and fight Moab. That's exactly what happened. The next morning, there was tremendous amounts of water. They all drank. They gave their animals to drink. Meanwhile, Moab sees the water from afar and the sun glistening off the water. It looks like red. It looks like Dom. And they think, wow, there must have been armies that have fought with each other, and we're going to go get the spoils. So they come to fight, expecting to have an easy victory, and yet they are beaten, and they are crushed, and everything about their territory is destroyed. No grass, nothing left. The trees are knocked down, as we will see. At the end of the perek, something happens which is not 100% clear. Someone takes a firstborn son and sacrifices him, and someone gets upset at Klal Yisrael, which we'll have to see in the last psukim, and the war then ends. So we will see what that means in a couple of minutes. But now let's get back to the beginning of the parak. So, Yehoram ben Ahav, Yehoram, the son of Ahav, Malach Yisrael b'Shomron, b'Shashmon Esrei Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, in the 18th year, as we discussed earlier. What does that mean, the 18th year? It could be the son, Yehoram, the son of Yehoshaphat, took over during his lifetime, because there was some overlap, as was mentioned in Perek Aleph. But either way, something about the 18th year, Vayimloch Shnei Masrei Shana, and he was king for 12 years, Vayase HaRabe Ne'Hashem, he also does Ra, Rak, Lo, Kavit, V'Imo. He wasn't as bad as his parents, but he was still bad following Yeravah ben Nevat, as Rashi says, Kechol Ma'achei Yisrael, Mida'aga Shelo Tashuv HaMamlacha LeBeis David, Im Yalu LeRegel. None of them, none of the Malchi Yisrael wanted to lose their power, and therefore they kept these calves, these alternate mikdash up north without removing them because they didn't want Am Yisrael to go to Yerushalayim. Umesha Melech Moav Haya Nokeid. Mesha was a Nokeid. What is a Nokeid? Someone who has a lot of herdsmen and sheep, from the word Nikudim, as we know from Parshas Toldos. Ve'eshivla Melech Yisrael Mea Elef Karim, or not from Toldos, from Vayetze. Umea Elef Elim Semer, and he used to give tremendous amount of tributes and taxes to the king of Israel. Ve'ikamos Achav, once Achav dies, he doesn't want to pay anymore, and he rebels. So Vayetze Melech Yehoram, Vayamu V'Shomron, he goes out, and he counts the Jews, and he calls to Yehoshaphat, Yehoshaphat, you want to come with me? And amazingly, Yehoshaphat says, Kamoni Kamocha, Ka'ami Kamecha, Kisusai Kisusecha, I'm ready to come with you. So surprising, all the Mefarshim wonder. And if you remember back in Malachim Aleph, in Perachav Beis, he had the same attitude with Achav. He says, I'll come, Perachav Beis, Pasek Dalid. He says also, Kamoni Kamocha, Ka'ami Kamecha, Kisusai Kisusecha, same Lashon. And there, Chazal jump on him, and how did he do that? And Achav was chayiv misa there, and you would have thought he learned his lesson, and then he had an agreement towards the end, and his ships kept breaking, so you would think he would have learned his lesson. And here he agrees wholeheartedly, and Chazal don't even talk about this, so it's somewhat difficult to know why he agreed. The Malbim suggests, based on Psukim and Divrei Hayamim, that he was also scared of Moav. Moav might have rebelled and attacked him, so maybe that's why he agreed. Not because he was so in love with Malchai Yisrael, but because he felt in danger as well. So he agrees. Vayomer, so then Yoram asks Eza Derech Nala, which way should we go? So he says, Derech Midbar Edom. Should go through Edom. Go through Edom. Why through Edom? Right? Why not straight? You have to go through the Midbar. The Malbim says, because this was the same place that the Bnei Yisrael went. The Malbim says is also, they were thirsty for water. They were also thirsty for water in the Midbar. Right? That's where Mei Meriba took place. Right? Right in this area. In the place where they were thirsty for water here too. So they were thirsty, but Yomer Melech Yisrael, so Melech Yisrael. Ironically, Yehoram is the one that says, Aho, woe to us, Kikara Hashem, L'shloches HaMelech HaMe'ela. Hashem says we're all going to die. Right, he finally realizes, doesn't affect him too long. But he says, we're all going to die. But Yomer Yehoshaphat, Ha'ein po Navi L'Hashem, is there no Navi Hashem? Just like he asked Achav. Right, is there any Navi Hashem here? Vayan Echon me Avdei Melech Yisrael. So one of the Avadim says, yes, there is. The Rinas Yitzchak points out that at least earlier Achav, right, even though the Navi says here that he wasn't as bad as Achav in terms of Avodah Zarah, but he didn't reject Nevuah. Achav said, yeah, there's a Navi, but he hates me, and he's going to say something bad about me. Here, Yehoram didn't even say there was a Navi. You needed one of his Avadim to mention it. Avdei Melech Yisrael, Po Elisha ben Shafat, Asher Yatzak Maim Adei Elisha. Yes, Elisha's here, who was the student of Eliyahu. But the pasuk here does not say that he learned Torah from Eliyahu. It says that he poured water for him. And that's what Chazal Darshan in the beginning of Brachas, Dav Zayin, Gedola Shimusha Yoser Milimuda. Serving and being around our Rebbeim is even more important in a sense than learning from the Rebbeim. Because you learn from their actions. You pour water for the Rebbe. That's Gedola Shimusha Yoser Milimuda. Right? And many of the commentaries discuss this at length. The Ber Moshe discusses the gavlus of being close to a Rebbe. The Yerushalmi and Erevin. V'hayakal Mavakish Hashem. Whoever was Mavakish Hashem went to ask Moshe their questions. V'hayakal Mavakish Moshe Ein Ksivkan. Ela V'hayakal Mavakish Hashem. If you hang out with your Rebbe, it's like being close to the Shechina. And Kol HaMoneah, the Goran Ksubis, Kol HaMoneah Talmido Milashamsho, Kilo Moneah Mimenu Chesed. You have to allow, or Rebbe has to allow the Talmud to service them. Right? In Agdama Tashara Yosher, many Achronim like to quote that, based on the Gemara in Baba Kama Dav Chaf. One of the Amorim asked another one, could you, a question in Torah, and he says, L'chita Shamesh, when you service me, I'll give you the answer. When you service me, when you bring me a towel, when you bring me a drink, what does that mean when you service me? The answer is because he's creating the relationship. Once you have the close Rebbe Talmud relationships, then the Torah goes in a much more deep and intense fashion. And that's what happened here, right? Elisha and Elio were connected. So they say Elisha's around. Vayomer Yehoshaphat, Yesh Oso Dvar Hashem, Vayerdu Elav. So they all go down. Elisha's in the vicinity. They all go down to talk to him. Who goes down? Melech Yisrael, Yehoshaphat, and Melech Edom. And the Radak already quotes, why are two out of these three listed as kings, but Yehoshaphat is not listed as a king? So Radak has a couple of pshatim. He says, maybe it's Anava. Lohodia an Vesanusa, Shaloso Tzadik. Yehoshaphat didn't want to act so great in front of the Navi. He took off his royal garments. He wanted to go like a regular person. Or the other pshat, which we mentioned back a couple of prakim ago, maybe when he went out with Achav in the previous battle, there was already Nigzer Gzeira Sheyeharegim Achav. He already had a Gzeira that he should have been the one that was killed. Remember, they came to attack, they were about to kill him until he said who he was. But the Yerushalmi says that he davened. He davened and he saved himself. But from that moment on, his son is considered the king already. Yehoram, Yehoshaphat's son, is considered the king, and that's why he's not called a melech here. But Bischar, he did this. Bischar, he did this for whatever reason. He was zochet to see these nisim. So Vayomer Elisha, Melech Yisrael. So Elisha turns to Yehoram. Mali Valach, what are you doing here? Lech HaNaviyei Avicha, HaNaviyei Imecha. Go ask the prophecy of your parents. I'm not interested in you. And Yehoram says, no, now I need you. Vayomer lo melech Yisrael, al, ki kar Hashem l'shloshes melechim ha'ela. There are three of us here. We're all starving. There's no water. Vayomer Elisha, chai Hashem tzvakos asher amati lefanav. I swear by the name of God. Ki lule pnei Yehoshaphat melech Yehuda ani nosei. If I wouldn't like Yehoshaphat, imabite lecha v'mereka. I wouldn't even look at you. I wouldn't even look at you if it wasn't for Yehoshaphat. The Gemara in Megillah darshins from here, all the way at the end of the Masechta, Daf Chav Ches, that you learn from here, you're not even supposed to look at the face of a Rasha. Right? Shal Rebbe Yisrael Yeshua ben Karcha. Bameher achta yamim. They ask Yeshua ben Karcha, why do you live so long? So he says, mi yamai lo nistakalti bidmus adam Rasha. I never looked at a demus adam rasha. I never focused on that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Also adam lehistakel, bitzelem demus adam rasha. It's also to be mistakel. Shene'emar, our pasuk. Lulei p'nei Yehoshaphat melech Yehuda. Anino say, imabit elech avimareka. Right? If he wasn't here, I wouldn't even look at you, says Elisha. And therefore you see from here the power of Histaklus. Rabbi Eger here discusses, and others discuss, is this even a cursory glance? Right, what about, you have to talk to somebody. So you say it's never? So there are different discussions in the Mefarshim about how, whether this is glancing or staring, right, whatever the issue is. We find it in other contexts. What about a rainbow? Histaklus re'ia. The Stechemed writes in Pasasada, he says, it could be that Arayos is even worse. Right? Even if by others, you're allowed to glance, you can't even stare, Arayos is automatic. It's automatic. Even Stama re'ia is a problem. But this is the hashpa of the visual. Right? The Mishpat Zozov says here, hashpa shal re'ia, hi hashpa atzuma. We don't realize everything we see, even for a second, goes into our neshamas. V'yafilu bizmancha osim, shebizman osir re'ia, eino mistakel b'haracha. Even if we're looking down in a disgraceful type of way, we know the Mesillas Yesharim talks about this and others. The power of Re'ia, we have to be so careful as to what our eyes see. But that's what the Gemara learns from this pasuk, that even looking at an Adam Rasha. Vata, continues the pasuk, Kachuli Menagein. Elisha says, you know, get me a Menagein so I can have the Ruach Hashem rest upon me and tell you what is going to happen. 2 days in the Rishonim here, what happened? Didn't he have Nevuah? What does he need a Menagein for? So Rashi quotes the Gemara, Psachim, he got angry. Even though it was for a good reason, he got angry. He got angry at Yehoram. And when somebody gets angry, then Nevuah leaves him. Rashi says, "B'nei Hakas Nistalka Shchina Mimedu." Summarizing the Gemara in Psachim Samach Vav, anger inherently causes one to lose the Nevuah, even if it's for a good reason. It's just the Metzius. The Radak quotes a different shot. Maybe he was still an Avelus for his Rebbe Elio, and therefore Ein Shchina Shara Lo Mitoch Atzvus. Right, if there's Atzvus, you can't have the Shechina, and therefore, Miyom Shenestalik Elio Rabo, Lo Shar Salav Ruach Nevuah Dayin. He never had it since Elio died, or whatever happened to Elio. Ki Avel Haya, Veruach HaKodesh, Yen Eshora, Ele Mitoch Simcha. That's a different Gemara. So two different Gemaras, whether it was Kas, or whether it was the Atzvus that he was involved in. Right, the Rabbeinu Bachai also discusses this in terms of Atzvus. He discusses this in Parshas Yisro, where Moshe Rabbeinu made a whole suda for Yisro when he comes, and he was mizgayer. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, the suda zush asul akavet Yisro shen mizgayer b'mila tefila b'mayim k'din ger habal chasos tachas kanfi ashrina v'ein safek. There's no suffix, says Rabbeinu Bachai. Ki asuda azos la'aron ulushavim zakenim. And the suuda that Yitzchak made. Kavana achas lahem. Before he gave the brachas. Kidei shetachol asimcha benefesh ha'ochel v'tishra lavruach ha'kodesh. When somebody feels good physically, so then they're able to be complete spiritually. Lefisha kochos ha'nefesh niksharim b'kochos ha'guf. Ubehis o'er kochos ha'guf. And then he quotes our pasuk, "Vayikenagin emanagin v'tia love ruach Hashem." Right, when you have simcha, when you have music that makes you happy, so then you'd be able to give the bracha to have the nevuah. So he does that. Vayomer, and then he says, "Kamar Hashem, I have the vision." Hashem says, "There's going to be plenty of water." So anachal azek gave him, make holes, dig holes. Ki kamar Hashem lo tiru ruach lo tiru geshem. You won't see any wind or rain. But it's still going to be filled up. Usually the wind brings the rain. Mashiva ruach But this is going to be a nes betoch nes. There's going to be water, and there's not even going to be rain. There's not even going to be wind. But that's nothing, says the Elisha. That's nothing compared to the following nes. Moav will be given into your hands. V'kisem kolir mifsar, the kolir mifchar, you'll destroy every city. V'chol eitz tov tapilu, pasuk yutes, and you'll destroy every tree. So that's unusual. What does that mean? You will destroy every tree. Why is that? All the Rishonim ask. There's an Isser Daraisa about Tashchis. The Torah says, when you surround a city, when you besiege a city, you're not allowed to destroy any of the trees, the fruit trees. And Chazal understand that not only during that time. So Rashi says, Afa Bishanemar Los Ashkos says, Eitza Kan Hitir Lachem, Lefishu Uma Bezuya V'Nikles Lefanav. Special din by Moav. Special din by the Moavites that you are allowed to do this. The Radak has a couple of other answers. He says, even though Chazal say this, Pshata Kasuv Shelo Nomar Ela Beis Matzar. The Pshat is only Beis Matzar. That's the Pashas, the Daraisa, even though Chazal add on more. Okay, but then he says, which is the simple answer, which most say is V'efshar Shahaisa Mitzvah L'Sha'a. It was a one-time thing. We wanted to totally wipe out Moab and its properties because we don't want them to come back and be able to fight us. It was like a scorched earth war. And therefore, even though generally this is not allowed, it was a special Harah Shah. Hashem says, this is what you have to do. I don't want Moab to cause you any problems in the near future. Rabbeinu Bachai, second Rabbeinu Bachai of the day, Rabbeinu Bachai says the same idea in Parshas Re'eh. There he talks about the concept of Harah Shah, that a Navi is allowed to wipe out a mitzvah temporarily. Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, that's the famous one, but he says, number one, V'lo niskavin la'akara mitzvah, Eliyahu didn't have a kavanah to wipe out the mitzvah, you could always give karbanas outside the Beis HaMikdash, she'ilu niskavin also l'shmo'ilav, she'kala mitzvahs nitzchi yoschein, l'dori doroth nitnu, all mitzvahs are eternal, but it's just, it was a harasha, it was needed for that generation. Umash is kira chachamim zal, Eliyahu, hu adin l'kol shar neviim. It really applies to all prophets. Shetzivu mivyakadosh baruch hu shenavar al mitzvah lefisha, kemo sha'asa Yoshua, when he fought a war, he fought Yericho on Shabbos, v'chein matzinu be'elisha. Shetziva, our case, v'chol ma'ayan ma'im yistimu v'chol eitz tov yapilu. The Torah says, bal tashchis, el lefisha tziva kein, lo la'akar ha-mitzvah. It can't be eternal. Mitzvahs are eternal. Oh, Navi can just wipe it out temporarily, and most of the time only even b'shev va'altasa. And he ends off, va'afilu shamanu basko min ha-shamayim, k'neged ha-mitzvos. Even if we hear a heavenly voice, ein anu shom min ha-basko lakar ha-mitzvah, l'fisha ha-mitzvah de nevua ba'alanu, shehi lamala mi-basko. Ein mashkichin ve-basko. So for whatever reason here, they were allowed to violate the iser of Baal Tashchis. So after that command, it was the next morning, when they brought the mincha that goes with the carbon tamid, there was water all over, plenty of water. The Moabites heard that the Malachim were coming, and they looked, and they saw the sun reflecting on the water, and it looked adumim kadam. It looked red. They said, wow, there's blood there, they must be fighting each other. The Pali Moser said, you see what you want to see. Right, if they would have looked a little closer, maybe they wouldn't have made such a mistake. But they saw what they wanted to see. Vayakul Yisrael, v'yatol, ha-shalom Moav, let's go, let's get the spoils. Vayavo, ha-machna Yisrael, they came, and vayakum Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael got up against them, vayaku is Moav, vayanusu epneam, and Moav was put down for the time being. And Moab is running away, but now the king of Moab sees that he's losing the war. Pasachavav veikachos so shvam meyosish. He takes 700 men, one last ditch effort, lafkia melech Edom, to get into Edom, right? One of the three partners in this war, v'lo yacholu, and he can't get in. And then you have the pasuk that is not clear. Vayikach es bno abachor asher yimloch tachtav. He takes his firstborn son that will be king instead of under him, after him. Vayaleu ola alachoma. And he offers him as a sacrifice on the wall. Vayiketzav gadol al Yisrael, and there was tremendous anger al Yisrael. So who is being makriv, whose son? So in the pasuk, it's the previous pasuk is talking about the king of Moab. The king of Moab tries to fight the king of Edom, and he was not able to. So he takes his firstborn son. So this is one shot. One shot is the Rav Dah quotes his father, who says, the king of Moab had captured the firstborn son of Edom. And that's maybe why Edom was fighting, because he wanted to get his son back. But the king of Moab was so upset at this, he takes the king of Edom's son on the wall in front of everybody, and he burns him alive. And that's at that moment the king of Edom gets mad at Am Yisrael. You were supposed to help me. You were supposed to make this not happen. That's what occurred. That's the name of the Radak's father. But if you look in Rashi quotes Chazal, a different shot. He sacrificed his own son. His own son. Why? Because he doesn't know what's giving the power to Am Yisrael here. The Psikta says, Rashi quotes it. He asks, Shalas Avada, Mativa Shalumazu, what is this nation that's able to have Nisim for them? Amrulo, they said, Aviem Avram ben Yachid Hayalo. Avram Avinu had a ben Yachid, he was ready to sacrifice, right? Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh, that's what Gemara Brachas Daf Chaf also says. Why did Nisim happen to the earlier generations? Because they're most are Nefesh. That is what is needed. So Amalam, he says, if that's what they do, I can do that too. Afani ben Bechar Yeshli, I'll also sacrifice my child. That's what he does, and when Hashem sees that, he gets angry at Klal Yisrael, because he realizes that Bnei Yisrael also do this. We're also Oved Avodah Zarah and sacrifice children. So at that time, even though they were winning a war, but at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also got upset at them by seeing this, and Vayisum Me'alav, the war ended, Vayashuv La'aretz. So according to either Pshat, either Moab did this to stop the war, and it occurred by killing the king of Edom's son, or by doing this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was reminded, Kaviyachol, of Am Yisrael's Chovos, not just their Schuyos. And in that way, the war was stopped. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, we pick up with Perek Dalin, which is the Haftorah for Parshas Vayera, the story of Elisha and the Isha HaShunamis, Beth Hashem. We'll get to that next time. Okay, we'll stop here.